You know, we're really excited that we're launching Voice Kent, which really started out as Voice GR, Voice Grand Rapids, back in 2001 as a phone survey of about 500 randomly selected landline numbers in the city of Grand Rapids to really figure out what are the interests, concerns, trends that are happening in our community identified by our citizens. We're expanding it now to be Voice Kent to cover the full Kent County area because of a partnership that we have with the County Health Department and merging their community assessment, community needs assessment with our Voice GR survey methodology. So essentially what people in Grand Rapids and Kent County will have is a broader look at the concerns and issues related to their community, and we're able to lay over a number of questions that deal with health issues. And so when they see the report come out next fall, it'll really be something that we can talk about in terms of what are the health issues in addition to what are the economic and other community-related concerns of our greater Kent County community.
There's a large area, a number of categories really that are focused on here. Let's go over some of those. And then I do want to pivot back to healthcare because it is interesting to drill down specifically into the healthcare needs in our community.
It is. You know, we really do look at this as a, first of all, easy, accessible instrument for anyone to get online and take the survey. We look at things that include healthcare, but also we look at neighborhood safety. We look at housing security. We look at people's health conditions. We look at the demographics of those individuals who fill out the survey. There's an easy tool where people can essentially take a map and say, this is generally where I live, so that we can actually look at where people are identifying these issues exist. So it's a pretty broad indices, but at the same time, the survey takes about 15 minutes at the most to fill out. So we wanted to make it accessible, we wanted to make it easy to use, but we wanted to have it provide a rich data set. The other thing that we do is that we go into communities with our staff and students to really reach out to most vulnerable communities, people who normally may not have access to a survey instrument like this, and get them and encourage them to really participate so that the survey is truly as representative as we can make it. Our goal is to get up to around 5,000 participants every year. And with this Kent County view rather than just Grand Rapids City view, we're hoping that we can really hit those numbers.
You talked about vulnerable communities, and that's where I find this of most interest. I participated in a town hall meeting a couple of years ago, and when you kind of do the overlay of the different categories, you can really see the disparities in our community. Is this how we best serve those in need when we get all of the stakeholders involved, whether it's private, public partnerships? Is that what this is really all about?
Well, certainly we're hoping that that's the outcome. The survey itself is really designed to make sure that we not only target the communities that are demographically represented, but also those that are more hard to reach and generally may not fill out surveys like this. So we have nonprofit partners that we work through to get out into communities and help vulnerable populations, those that are largely underrepresented, fill out the survey. And then we do the analysis of the data to make sure that the data is not skewed, rather that it's highly representative. The other thing that we hope for this is that the survey instrument itself is just a tool. What we do with the data is what's really important. And so what we do every year is post the data results on our website at voicegr.org, now it's going to be voicekent.org, and give the user a way of disaggregating the data. So you can look at the general results, how people feel about living in their community. But when you drill down and ask, what do people on the north side think? What do African Americans on the north side think? What do Caucasians on the north side think? And really disaggregate that data, you get a very different picture. And so while overall the survey has been very consistent that Grand Rapids and hopefully Kent County are great places to live, when you drill down on the data and you ask people, how is transportation to and from work and to and from grocery stores for you? It gets a little bit different. And so it gives us the opportunity for neighborhood associations, corporations, our city and county government to look at what the community says their needs, challenges, and opportunities are and use that data to change programming, to change perhaps funding, to change policy in ways that can really help the community.
Can you give me an example of this? Because we have 16 years now of data from the survey. Is there one that really sticks out in your mind where you say, look at the change that was created through this survey?
I think that it's really difficult because we don't measure the policy changes. We really have a tool here where we provide the data, we give opportunities for people to really dig into the data, and we create forums for discussions. I think you can point to some anecdotal evidence. So we do know, for example, that this data is getting used by neighborhood associations to really talk to developers, to talk to the city about how you're thinking about expansion, how you're thinking about housing development. And here's where the community are saying some of the issues are. I can't tell you that somehow a bus route has been changed because of VoiceGR data, but I can tell you that people are far more aware of the conditions around transportation and hopefully this next survey around health conditions in the county that can help inform decision making.
Now that we're transitioning from VoiceGR to VoiceKent and having the Kent County Health Department involved, what are some of the questions that will appear on the survey when it comes to healthcare and issues of health in the community?
Well, we'll be identifying, for example, people's willingness to share information about chronic health disease. Do you have a certain pre-existing condition, right? So we'll be able to talk about those conditions. We'll be talking about people sharing, hopefully, data about themselves, you know, height, weight, that sort of body mass, that sort of thing, so that we can get a sense of what the health conditions are in greater Kent County. And over time, that helps inform both the county health department about what are some of the needs out there, but also what are the conditions of Kent County residents.
And of course, you want everyone in the county to take this survey if possible. A little bit of where to find it, how to fill out the forms, whether it's online, if you have, as you mentioned, some young people who are out in the community working with nonprofits to get the survey into folks' hands. What is the best way to go about this in making sure that we get as much participation as possible?
Certainly, we have great opportunities like the one we're having right now, where people are going to hear about the Johnson Center's work on VoiceGR and VoiceKent, and we're hoping that people go to the website, voicekent.org. We're also hoping that people will take this opportunity to share the survey with their friends and with people that they know so that they can actually talk to neighbors, talk to other associations, talk to other communities about participating in it. And it's a very easy link. It's online. And we will be having some of our volunteers and some of our students and some of our staff at community festivals, community gatherings over the course of the summer and into the fall to encourage people to participate. But voicekent.org is the place that people can go to quickly gain access to this survey and fill it out. You can also go to that same website and see the results from previous surveys of VoiceGR.
Kyle Caldwell is Executive Director of the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy at Grand Valley State University. Gifts for the Greater Good Philanthropy in West Michigan is underwritten by the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. I'm Patrick Center.